T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Scott Lingenfelter is with us, the former member of the House of Delegates, spent a lot of time in the military, and also graduated from Virginia Military Institute. And Scott, I'm glad to have you here, because no one from VMI really seems to return our phone calls or want to come on the air to talk about the dilemma that they're in. And, you know, if somebody doesn't want to talk, that's fine. But I can't ignore the fact that it seems like there's a real push. I would like to think it's to make VMI a better place, but I'm not so sure that that's the end goal here. I think there are a lot of people who hate VMI, hate the history of the school, don't like the military anyway, and would like to actually damage it or close it. What's your snap assessment of what's happening at your alma mater?
Well, that's a really loaded question, John, and I acknowledge that. You know it's a loaded question, too, but you know, I'm not going to try to get inside of the heads of you know, other people with respect to how they see VMI or whether or not they, you know, agree with what is going on there. But as you well know, the most recent flare-up in the news has been over the honor system. And I've got some very strong views about that, and I know that my fellow graduates do as well. I'm certainly no braver than any of them. I do think people are a little worn out with all the controversy, particularly since, quite frankly, the governor was the one that rustled up a lot of this controversy based on a Washington Post article, which, you know, personally, I think was somewhat specious. So it's unfortunate we're at this place. But nonetheless, the honor system is the issue of the hour. Mm-hmm.
And what is the honor system at VMI? It's a one sanction system. You don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't steal, and you don't tolerate those who do. Is it that simple?
It's very much that simple. And the single sanction is pretty clear in that regard. Let me just make some points, John, because I think it's important to have some background here. First of all, VMI men and women come from all walks of life. I mean, just across the spectrum, just about every state in the union, every race, creed, every possible background that you can imagine, people who were wealthy, people who didn't have 2 cents to rub together. I mean, you just had a broad spectrum of people who showed up at VMI. And the honor system, John, for virtually all of them, was a culture shock. Now, look, some folks were raised in families that valued things like honor. You were, I was. But I have to tell you that even when I showed up at VMI in the summer of 1969, that honor system, that you shall not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do, was a real culture shock. And I think that's true for a lot of people. There is an expectation at VMI, John, on day one. I mean, I remember the Honor Corps president addressing all the rat class, the freshman class, about the honor system and the seriousness about it. And that baseline, that threshold was established on day one. And he went into great detail to describe to us what it meant not to lie, what it meant not to cheat, what it meant not to steal, and what it meant not to tolerate people. And here's a key point. John, that honor system was a single sanction. If you tolerated, you were gone. If you did, you were gone. But here's the key point. That same attitude about being committed to honor was also found in being committed to treating your brother rats, your classmates, with honor and dignity, and to respect them regardless of what walk of life they came from. So I think it's very important as people look at VMI that the honor system is but one example of a character system that VMI inculcates into its graduates, that I respect you because of your character, not your background. And I think this is very, very important as we go forward in this discussion. And the reason I'm talking to you this morning is I wanted to make that very point.
Okay. I appreciate what you're trying to say. I'm trying to understand where the problem is here, because that seems like it shouldn't be a problem. And if you believe the reports, which are, I got to tell you, both the original report about racism at VMI and these stories that are being written about the honor court, the honor system at VMI, they don't have the specific examples that would make me see what the problem is. Where do you think, let's say, the average 17 or 18 year old from a well-to-do family in Richmond who went to St. Christopher's would deal with the honor code in one way, and someone who, I'm just going to use an example of somebody who went to an inner city school where you had to, you know, maybe fight to survive in the classroom that was not as genteel as a St. Christopher's education, where would the problem be between how that one student would be treated and another student would be treated? Or am I misdiagnosing what they're asserting the problem is with the honor code?
No, you're really not. But the point is that you have, as I say, from all walks of life, people coming to VMI, and with them, they bring the character traits that have been inculcated to them before they went to VMI. I guess the point I'm trying to drive home is VMI has a very assiduous, systematic approach to leveling the expectation level for people to follow the honor code. And I think that works very, very well. It certainly did in 1969. I believe it works that way now. To the extent, John, and I think this is really the crux to your point, to the extent that people are willing to adapt to that standard may vary. But I have to tell you, I knew people from very good backgrounds who, frankly speaking, did not live up to the expectation of the honor system, and they were escorted to the gates, so to speak.
Okay, well, that's my next question. Is there a difference in the standard? Okay, so some white kid with rich parents from a prep school in Richmond doesn't get kicked out, but some black kid from inner city Richmond who got into VMI does get kicked out. Is that what the problem is? I could see that happening, but I don't know if that's the case.
It's not how I see it. It's not how I see it. You know, I see it as cadets willing to embrace what is really, quite frankly, a cultural shock. I mean, when you say, I'm not going to lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those to do, it's pretty clear that that does not mean you can wink at those things or even rationalize those things. And at the same time say, well, I'm not tolerating those things. To the extent that people come from different backgrounds, they may have a different view of that as well. The point I would drive home, John, and this is something that's hard. It's hard to represent on the radio or the television or to anyone who has not attended VMI. But what I would suggest to you is the system by which cadets are made very aware of the expectations of the honor system, there's utterly no variance. And so to the extent that people rise to the challenge, I leave that to you to decide whether or not they were prepared to come to VMI. I believe personally that the system that we have to inculcate and encourage honor is quite healthy. And I don't believe it is unfair. In fact, I think it is very fair. But you know, I'm not going to get into the jurisprudence piece. I know that the leadership there is looking at that aspect of things, whether or not the system is completely perfect in adjudicating honor violations. That's something for VMI to figure out.
Right.
But the honor code itself, John, the honor code itself and the single sanction that we will not tolerate nor do the things that we say we're not going to do is fundamental to keeping the honor code something that is of true value. I got to tell you, John, I know a lot of EMI people, and I trust them based on this background, this shared background. Are all of them perfect in adult life? No. Some make real mistakes. But I can tell you, when a VMI man who has graduated or a VMI woman who has graduated says X, Y, or Z, it truly is X, Y, or Z.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your perspective on it. It doesn't sound like this re-examination of the school is going away anytime soon, so we'll probably talk again. Scott Lingenfelter, appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.